My name is John Erling, and today's date is April 2nd, 2024. So, Jimmy, would you state your full name, please?
This is Jimmy Houston.
All right. You don't have a middle name?
No, you need a formal name?
Yes.
Are you to be the formal name, John?
Yes.
James Leroy Houston.
All right. Now we know that. Does the world know that?
There you go. See, you learned something already.
I'm in Tulsa, Oklahoma, recording this in our recording studios of Voices of Oklahoma. Where are you, Jimmy?
I'm at our ranch near Sulphur. We're located about 10 miles south of Sulphur, right in the middle of the Arbuckle Mountain.
Okay, great area. Your birth date?
July 28, 1944. That's 1944, not 1844, John.
Thank you for pointing that out. Your present age?
Well, that would be 79 if I've got it ciphered up correctly. I keep ciphering it. I can't believe it comes up to that, but that's what it comes up to every time.
Because you don't feel 79, do you?
Not yet.
Where were you born?
I was born in San Marcos, Texas. My dad was in the Air Force at that time. You know, 1944, of course, was during the war. And so my dad happened to be stationed in San Marcos, Texas.
Well, then where did you grow up?
I actually grew up around Moore, Oklahoma. The first 11 years of school, you know, I went first grade through my junior year in high school at Moore, Oklahoma, and then my dad bought a resort down on Lake Tenkiller, and we moved down there between my junior and senior year in high school, and so I stayed there until we bought this ranch 21 years ago. So I really only had a couple of places, really, that I've lived at. Moore, Oklahoma, and on Lake Tenkiller, and then here in the Arbuckle Mountains. Hmm. I guess that would be three, wouldn't it? Not a couple.
All right. Let's talk about your mother. Your mother's name, maiden name, where she was born.
My mother's name is Alberta Patterson. She was born in Kansas, and I lost mom when she was only 58 years old. Hmm. She had a brain tumor, and it was a pretty bad situation. She was a great mom, a Sunday school teacher, a great Christian woman, it was a big deal back when my mom and dad bought that ranch down on Lake Tenkiller, and I got to move to the lake. It obviously changed my life.
Yeah. Your father's name?
My father's name was Jack Houston, and he was a deacon at the Baptist Church in Crestline Baptist Church there on the Oklahoma-Cleveland County line, what is now 89th Street in Oklahoma City. He actually quit his job as a CEO at L.D. Jones Food Company, which is a big wholesale food company in Oklahoma City. But he bought that resort, back, like I said, when I was a teenager, and quit that job and moved to the lake. I can remember, when Dad saw that an advertisement in the newspaper, reading a newspaper in Oklahoma City. Saw that where the Cooks and General Store and cabins were for sale, and told Mom, he said, "We ought to go down there and look at that. We'll just buy that place." And we'd gone to Tenkiller a lot on vacations, and so the following weekend we went to Tenkiller and looked at that. Dad made the deal to buy it, and I was tickled to death. Of course, I loved where we lived in Oklahoma City and Moore, Oklahoma, and had all my friends were up there, but. But getting the opportunity to move to the lake and live on the lake was just absolutely, I'd always fished and hunted all my life since I could walk. So it was a big deal. And I remember, a couple weeks later than that, sitting at the dinner table one evening. And of course, everyone had dinner together, families back in those days. That was, what I guess every generation calls the good old days, but those were. And I can remember sitting there and my mom asking Dad, "Have you told L.D. Jones yet that you were quitting?" And he said, "Yeah, as a matter of fact, I told him today." And she said, "What did he say?" And my heart just kind of sort of stopped right then, because I never, at 16 years old, and never taken into consideration that might not happen. Once Mom and Dad made the deal to buy that place, I felt like that. What about the fact that Dad might continue working? And Dad told her, he said, he told me to name my price, and that I was going to leave that company to name my price, and he would pay it. And my heart sucked when I heard that. But then she asked him, "What did you say?" And he said, I told him we were buying that resort on Lake Kid Killer. So, you know, my dad, for the love of moving to the lake and starting that business, I suppose, he had a lot of good reasons to start it. But, you know, that, again, you know, had he just simply taken the additional money and maybe, I mean, I don't know how much, but maybe as much as a doubling in salary, you know, I would not have had that opportunity to move to that lake. So, you know, things seem to fall together in your during your lifetime.
Yes.
Properly, and God's got it all planned down.
Yep. What was his personality like, your father?
Oh, he had a great personality. You know, he started with that company as a cookie salesman and driving a route truck. And I spent a lot of my summer times when I was very, very young riding a truck with him. He had only a seventh grade education, so moving to that type of position was difficult even in those days. It was, you know, pretty difficult to do it without a high school education. He went through the seventh grade and dropped out of school to help support his family like a lot of kids did back in those days. And then joined the Air Force, you know, after, you know, I guess when he was old enough to join the Air Force. And so it was, you know, it was, you know, he worked his way up from that cookie salesman all the way up the ladder to running the company. And I remember L.D. Jones, the owner of that company. It was a large wholesale distributing company in Oklahoma City. And I remember that L.D. got sick in some of the latter years. I don't know how many years, but the latter years that Dad worked there, and he was actually bedridden. I suppose probably had cancer. I don't really remember. I might not have even totally known back then, but. And Dad would actually have meetings with him in his house bedside, which was right by their warehouses and offices. And those meetings would be, you know, in a bedroom in his house. But Dad had moved up to that point. And Dad was a deacon in our Baptist church there, Crestline Baptist Church. And, you know, he was a man of integrity, had a bubbling personality. And, you know, and it really and truly was pretty successful. We were not rich by any means, but we were what we called a prototype middle-class American family. We lived in a nice home in a nice neighborhood. And you know, my mom worked her way up from a checker at Safeway food stores or Humpty Dumpty. I think Humpty Dumpty is where she started into an office position there. She did not have a college education, but she did have a high school education since, of course, she quit that job as well. And, you know, they drove two cars, back in those days, bought a new car every 3 years with the payments, you know, were paid up, traded it in on something new. And so, you know, I had a great childhood up to the point that we moved to Lake Ten Killer, and obviously a greater childhood, I think, after we moved to Lake Ten Killer, and I lived there until we bought this ranch back in 2003, like I said, 21 years ago.
Yeah.
21 years ago, about right now, as a matter of fact. Mm. I think we closed on this ranch the 1st of April in 2003.
Okay, then, we're going to talk about your faith later, but I know now where your faith came from is your parents involved in that Baptist church. But let's talk about...
Oh, absolutely, John. Yeah, I've not ever known anything but church, you know, my entire life. And you know, I mean, we went to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Tuesday night prayer meetings. We had singings and revivals. Churches had a lot, you know, at least two or three revivals a year back in those days. And, you know, churches were different than they are nowadays. Certainly, and everything's different now than it was in those days. But yeah, I've never known anything but church.
Yeah.